This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 23,300 crore rupees from Wasim in Maharashtra today. These projects are related to agricultural and animal husbandry sectors. Mr. Modi also released the 18th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Speaking on this occasion, he said over 9.4 crore farmers across the country received direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, along with other dignitaries, are present on this occasion. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Banjara Virasat Museum in Pohar Devi at Wasim in Maharashtra, celebrating the rich heritage of the Banjara community. The four-story museum has 13 galleries depicting the Banjara legacy through the portraits of Banjara community leaders and Banjara movement. On this occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted the steps taken by the government for the welfare of Banjara community. After his arrival in Wasim, Mr. Modi also paid floral tributes to the memorial of Sant Sevalal Maharaj and Sant Ram Rao Maharaj, the spiritual leaders of Banjara community. The Prime Minister also performed darshan and puja at Jagdamba Temple in Pohara Devi in Wasim. During his day-long visit to Maharashtra, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of key metro and road projects in Thane this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will not engage in discussions regarding its relations with Pakistan at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Islamabad on 15th and 16th October. He interacted with media while attending the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be focused on the multilateral nature of the event. Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that SAARC is not progressing because meetings have not been held in recent years. He said this is due to one member engaging in cross-border terrorism against at least one another member. He stressed that this situation makes it difficult for SAARC to function normally. He remarked that terrorism is something which is unacceptable, noting that if one of the neighbors continues to do it, there cannot be business as usual in SAARC. Speaking at the event, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted Sardar Patel's historical stance against involving the United Nations in disputes, particularly concerning Jammu and Kashmir, arguing that such actions could allow the external powers to manipulate the situation. He noted that Patel believed it was more effective to address issues directly with Pakistan rather than through international frameworks. He highlighted that like any other neighbor, India would like to have good relations with Pakistan but not by overlooking cross-border terrorism. Reflecting on Patel's pragmatic approach, he underscored the importance of realism as the foundation of India's foreign policy. In Haryana, voting is underway for the single-phase assembly election in 90 constituencies. 36.69% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agarwal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon people to cast their votes in record numbers and be a part of this festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to all the young voters in the state who are going to exercise their franchise for the first time. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed as security forces foiled an infiltration bid in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, in a social media post, said that on an intelligence input about an infiltration attempt, a joint cooperation by Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police was launched at Gugaldhar in Kupwara yesterday. The vigilant troops spotted suspicious activity in the area, which led to the exchange of firing with the terrorist. The defense authorities say that the troops, however, carried out retaliatory fire effectively that resulted in the elimination of the two terrorists. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.